My best year and my favorite time during the years of my formation for the priesthood was my pastoral year. All seminarians for the Diocese of Toledo are invited to take a year between some of their theological studies away from the seminary, living in a parish, working with the priest, and just experiencing parish life. It was a really important year for me because although I was beginning to be more confirmed or really beginning to believe that God was really calling me to the priesthood, but I still had questions and doubts in my mind. And most of those were, do I have what it takes? Do I really have the gifts and abilities that God needs, God needs me to serve him as a priest? And I began to see that during the pastoral year that, yes, I really have what it needs to serve God as a priest. Yet I also noticed, too, there were many areas where I still needed to grow and to learn from. But at the conclusion of my 9 months, and this was at St. Michael's in Findlay, which is a beautiful parish, a big, big, big parish, Father Mike Hohenbrink, who was the pastor at the time, and he was very encouraging and a great example, and I looked up to him, of course. He had written me a note sometime after I had left, and something in that note really, really touched me and really, really stuck out to me. And he actually wrote in scribbles most of the time, but thankfully this time I could read what he said. And he said, "You can do more than you think." And I was like, whoa. Because he probably recognized that there were times that I just wasn't really sure if I had what it takes, and that meant so much, coming from someone who I looked up to and who I admired. Because hopefully all of us have experienced times when others have said to us, "I believe in you. You can do it. I trust you." Or they've seen gifts and talents in our lives that perhaps we haven't seen or we fail to see because we focus on our limitations and our weaknesses. Of course, Jesus called flawed, ordinary, imperfect people to follow him as his first disciples. And he didn't say to them, "You are the bottom of the barrel, you are the leftovers, well, you're just the best I could get." No, he says in the gospel today, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world." He didn't remind them of what they lacked, but he reminded them that he trusted them. He believed in them, and in a real sense, he was saying, "You can do more than you think." And that is, if they would cling to him and continue to follow him closely and surrender their lives to him, because of that relationship and union with him, they would be able to do much more than they could ever do on their own. Of course, we too are called as Christ's disciples. And we too are ordinary, imperfect, and flawed people. But Jesus also says to us, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." He doesn't want us to get caught up in what we can't do or what we think we can't do, but instead he wants to remind us of the goodness that he has given to us. He says to each of us, "You are good because you have been created through me. I love you. I believe in you. Trust in me. Follow me more closely. Stay close to me. Cling to me. And I will be your light. I will help you to do what you could never do on your own. And you can do much more than you think." That is, with me, with Jesus, we can do what much more than we think. Because he's counting on each and every one of us. Jesus could have brought the good news of his love, his mercy, and peace to the world in many different ways, but he wants to use us, each of us, as his instruments, imperfect, flawed and ordinary as we are. And so often, because of the circumstances, the gifts and talents that we have, each of us can touch others with that salt and light in a way that no one else can. And yes, here, when we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, Jesus touches us with the light of his word, with the very salt and life of himself and his body and blood in the Eucharist, so that his light can shine through our lives, and so we can be salt for the earth and light for the world. At this time, I would like to invite Pat Dietrich to please come forward to share the witness of her support for our parish in our campaign.
Hello, my name is Pat Dietrich. First of all, I want to thank Father. His encouragement, and yes, I can do this with God's help. Father Eric has invited me to share my personal testament as why I chose to make a gift commitment to our Reflection on Our Past, Foundation for Our Future campaign, and why I urge you to prayerfully consider doing the same. I became a member of St. John's in 1966. Shortly afterwards, I became active in Christian Mothers and Altar Society, serving as secretary and then president. Since then, I have been a cleaning angel, helped with mailings, funeral dinners, senior group, a collection counter for 20 years, and a Eucharistic minister. And all these jobs are important to God and to our church. These were easy choices for me. It gave me the opportunity to serve God and my church. As a funeral dinner helper, I see the need to improve our kitchen and basement. It is a real struggle to provide a meal for people who are hurting and really need some comfort. And yes, we do a wonderful job, but it is not easy. The kitchen is so inefficient. One of the areas where we need to work, when you open the refrigerator door, you have to have a person on the other side just so you could hand off that tray of vegetables so they can put it in because the door blocks the walkway. Our kitchen will be reconfigured and it will be so much easier to have these workstations. And our basement, there's not a lot of good you can say about it. Okay, it's very uninviting, very dark, dingy. I happen to feel that our basement needs to be a cheerful place where people want to come, and especially what I see is when we have funeral dinners. Lots of times, these families have not seen their relatives for a long time. Our basement is not really conducive to sit around and chit-chat. You know, it just doesn't have a warm feeling. I have been to the factory of Window Creations in Ottaville, Ohio. It is an amazing place. The way they restore the windows, and as we have proof from this window to the other ones, you can see the big difference. And the reason of the difference is the way they do it. They lay the window out, they number each piece, they take each piece out, and literally, they wash it with a toothbrush. I've seen the lady do that. Then they lay it back in place. When the whole window is done, then it gets taken to where they do the lead. It is an amazing process. It brings these windows back to the glory that they once had. And as you can see, ours are dark in the back, but beautiful up here. Our front steps is another problem that our church has. And for me, it comes from a safety point of view. And I know about safety. My husband used to be a safety rep, okay? When you walk up those stairs, first of all, you need to hang on to the railings because they are literally chipping away. Also, it is hard for our church to get people to clear the steps when it snows because of the liability factor. We have had several people fall, and of course the church is liable. And we need to be able to walk up those steps and be able to see our beautiful doors and our beautiful stained glass window out there instead of looking where our feet are stepping. The next thing I would like to speak about is our parking lot. And sadly tonight, I saw something very disappointing. As I was walking up to the doors, I saw a handicapped parking place that had been parked in. Sadly, the door of the driver was parked in snow. That person had to walk out around the car and open the door for his loved one. I am so sorry that ever happened. When we get our parking lot redone, we will have more handicapped parking places and much more convenient for the people who need to use the automatic doors to be able to get to them safely and not have to walk so far. When a person needs a handicapped parking place, they need to make it easy and accessible, and right now ours are not like that. Our parking lot also, for a woman of my age, I worry about walking out there at night. An example is, 2 weeks ago, a friend and I were at a church gathering. We walked out and it was dark. The first thing she did was grab my arm, and the first thing I did is grab her arm. And I said, we will walk to our cars together so that we get there safely. The parking lot is chipping away also. It's unlevel, it doesn't drain right, and the lighting is very poor. And unfortunately, for younger people, it's not a problem. For us older people, it is a problem. When I was asked to help with this campaign, how could I say no? And I wanted to. But because I believed in this campaign so much, I had to say yes. I needed to be part of this. That's so much out of my character. I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable now talking to you, but I believe in this. And because I believe it in this in my heart, I want you to feel the same way. I thought that my decision to make a gift to this campaign would be easy. Give one time and be done. But my heart just didn't feel right. And I can't quite explain it in words, but something wasn't right. I think it was God telling me I wasn't looking at this the right way. I was trying to take the easy way out. So I decided I wanted to give more. But how could I do that? So again, I prayed, I cried, I prayed some more, I walked, I thought, I reconfigured my budget, and finally I asked, God, how am I to do this? How can I give more and still pay my bills? Well, like always, God answered my prayer. He took a week, but he answered it. And it was a simple solution. By making my one gift and pledging to give a monthly gift for 36 months, I was surprised how much more I could give. And the feeling of satisfaction that I have in my heart knowing that I am giving the best that I can has brought me peace and joy. Please pray for guidance as you consider your gift commitment to our campaign. You will feel peace and satisfaction when the decision to give comes from your heart. In conclusion, I want to thank you for the opportunity to share my story. I hope and pray all of you are able to be supportive of our campaign as next week is Commitment Weekend. This really is a reflection of our past and the foundation to our future. Thank you.